3. Rose stopped at the entrance to Riverbend Estates, an enormous metal gate designed with endless curlicues to make it seem friendly rather than imposing, stopped visitors. "It looks scary," Jerry said. Rose looked over at her daughter. She was clutching her doll nervously. "It's not scary, sweetie," Rose said, entering the code that had been given to her by the owner of There's No Place Like Home, the senior care group she had been working for part-time the last few years. "It's just like a big version of our front door." "Oh," Jerry said, smiling suddenly, talking to her doll. "It's not scary, Anne. It's like our front door." As the gates opened, Rose immediately felt as scared and unsure as her daughter. "I need this," Rose thought, checking her appearance in the mirror. "Don't blow it." Riverbend Estates was located about 5 miles inland from Lake Michigan and the little resort towns of Saugatuck, Douglas. The development sat on a bluff overlooking the river and the marsh that fed the lake. It was divided into two parts. The right half was filled with large homes, while the left side was made up of smaller attached and detached homes and townhomes, some sprawling one-stories, and some towering two-stories. Rose looked at the directional app on her phone and turned right. There it is, 331 Riverbend. "Wow," Jerry said as Rose parked her car. "It's pretty and big as a castle. I'm glad I wore my special dress." Rose smiled at her daughter. She had opted to wear a glittery pink princess dress as good luck for her mother. "It is big," Rose agreed. The Tice's home was a sprawling one-story, with a stunning stacked stone entrance and wide windows. An endless array of potted plants and flowers filled the grassy yard, each one holding a specific place, as if waiting patiently to go home again. Rose took a deep breath and picked up a folder nestled in the pocket of her car door. It was filled with information and forms about the Tices. ALS. How horrible, Rose thought. Mr. Baker, the owner of There's No Place Like Home, told Rose he had a gut feeling she might be right for this. "They need somebody young and strong," he said. "Somebody nice. They're a very sweet couple. They also need someone who's even-tempered but full of life. I think you're ready for this."